Why does God allow us to suffer when he could stop it? There is a profound lesson to learn from Elijah. See, the Lord told Elijah to hide in a ravine, assuring him that water from the brook and ravens' food would sustain him. So Elijah obeyed. In 1 Kings 17, ravens brought him morning and evening meals, and he drank from the brook. The Lord provided food, water, and safety. But then something unexpected occurred, which you might have experienced too in your own life. The brook dried up. But why would God, who controls the rain, let this happen when Elijah depended on it to survive? The answer lies in what happens next. The Lord's next instruction was to move to a town called Zarephath, where he had prepared a widow to provide food. So Elijah asked the widow for water, and she went in to get it. When he requested food, she replied, "I don't have any food, only a handful of flour and a little oil. I'm gathering sticks to make a final meal for my son and I before we die." Elijah reassured her, knowing that God had provided for him in his own suffering. He understood that the Lord was going to use him to encourage this widow in her own hardship. Elijah had learned to trust God, who had fed him through the birds in the sky. He knew God was going to teach this widow to trust him in the same way.